Welcome to Shomer Shav and Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Haim Yakashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Chagigo Daf Chof Aleph right after the first Mishnah of Chorim B'Kodesh. And in this Mishnah, there's a Gedusha Slevi, Rav Levi Yitzchok Yoreditchov, who says Avort al Derech Drush, Derech Hasidus, each Avort that seems at first place to be something which is a nice idea, but the Chor is not the Pashup Shah in the Mishnah. And his Vort is, it says Chorimer B'Kodesh. So simple understanding, Chorim B'Kodesh means where Kodesh is more Chomer. So Kedushas Levi, Chomer also means Chomrius, physicality, materialistic needs. Chomer B'Kodesh, Zok Kedushas Levi, is a tzaddik who's a Kodesh. And the Mishnah is asking, what's pshat that sometimes you see tzaddikim, that they're going down for the Madrego and they're asking for Chomrius. They want to enjoy and indulge a little bit in this Olam Hazeh. Says the Mishnah, Betruma. It's because they want to be Meirim Am Yisrael. In order for a tzaddik to go on Mashpia on someone below him, he needs to have also Chomrius himself. That's what the Kedushas Levi explains. And Lechura, this does not fit the Pshat at all. Because the simple Pshat of the Mishnah is that Kodesh and Truma are so very different than each other. Kodesh is more Chomer. So what? How does the Kedushas Levi explain the Pshat in the Mishnah, Chorim B'Kodesh, because it's Truma? But if you look at it carefully, you'll see that even though maybe the Pshat of the words of the Mishnah, it's Al Derech Drush, but the idea that Rav Levi Yitzchok Yoreditchov is telling us is really the essence of what the Mishnah is all about. And the one who points it out is Sefer Meir Einei Chachomim, Chassidish Sefer called Meir Einei Chachomim, who brings the Kedushas Levi and asks the Lechor doesn't fit in Pshat. So he says, look like Kamon, Itav Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The year the Gemara says, that when do we say that first part of the Mishnah, that the Gemara speaks about in our daf, that you're not allowed to be madbil kelim betoich kelim. You're not allowed to put a vessel within a vessel. Says the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis, that's only if the outside vessel is tahor. Then you cannot put an inner vessel inside an outside vessel. But if the outside vessel is tameh, so then you're allowed to put an inner vessel inside it. Because migoy, that the tahara works to the outside vessel, it works to the inside vessel as well. Says the Meir Einei Chachamim, but our Gemara over here in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that what is the reason in the Mishnah that can't put kli into a kli? The heaviness of the kli causes a chatzitza. So if that's the tam, what do I care if the kli is tamei or tar? Even if the kli is tamei, it's still there's a chatzitza over here. You see from here, there really is no chatzitza. That's why by truma, kli into a kli is not a problem. There's really no chatzitza. But the only reason why this kvei dushikli is a problem, it's only when the kli, the outside kli, is tar. So then, you want to put in it something tamei. They're so far away from each other. The kodesh is so high, so great. You can't put in it something which is tameh. You can't put in it something which is chulin and expect it to be tar. Because they're so separated. They're so far away from each other. The kli achitzon is kodesh. The kli apnimi is tameh. The kvedesh kli chaitzon is a chatzitz over here. There's no connection. But if the outside kli is tameh as well, so then if you have tahara coming from the outside, so maybe the inside does fit the outside and becomes tar. Meaning, the Oimek Adover is that in order for something which is at a higher level to be mashpia on something which is a lower level, you need to have some kind of a common denominator between the two. It can't be two separate. That's what really our Mishnah is telling us. Kodesh cannot be a tahara to something inside it which is tameh, which is completely separate from it. But if it's truma, which is a lower level, it could bring tahara for something inside it. And we see this also in Amud Beis, because Amud Beis, the Gemara says, that there's 10 milos b'kodesh. And chulin shenasu altaris b'kodesh have the bottom five, but they don't have the top five. Meaning, even chulin shenasu altaris b'kodesh, that you bring them to be kedusha, they still are connected to kedusha on the lower five milos. In the higher five milos, in the place which is more gavoya, more up there, that only kodesh is. There's no association there between kodesh and chol. In order for Kodesh and Chol to be together, there have to be some common theme. They need to be in the lower place. But when you get to the higher places, Kedusha and Chol are completely separated. And this is really something a Yisoid Gadol was brought down in the Sfarim. The Vilna Gaon says in Legabi Lulav and Esrik, it says that the Shchorach tells us you have to put the Esrik connected to the Lulav when you do the Na'anuim, when you do the Bracha. The Esrik has to be connected. Says the Vilna Gaon in Rader Siliyot, Parashat V'Zoyis HaBracha. Though the reason is because the Medrash tells us that every one of the Arba meaning of the Lulav resembles a different type of Yid. And the Esrik resembles the Tzadik Tabi Chochem, someone who has Torah and Mitzvahs. Usually this one is separated from the world. He's completely on his own, singing the Bismedrash. But when you come to do the Na'anuim, you come to have the Hashpois, you need to have the Esrik connected to the other parts of the Lulav in order for that to be Hashpah from above. There's no Hashpah from above if the Tzadik is separated, is completely disconnected from the world. And this was brought down also in Sefer HaZoyar, that the reason, the only make a reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not go to Eretz Yisrael, is because Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael were very separated. Moshe Rabbeinu's Pnei Chama is compared to the sun, and Am Yisrael's Pnei Levana compared to the moon. So Am Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go together. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be the manning of Am Yisrael if he's so completely disconnected to this level, this generation. So this is the Yisrael of our Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us that in order to have a Tahara, in order to have a Hashpah through a higher level to a lower level, they need to have something in common. If there's too much of separation, you can't have a Hashpah from Elyon to Tachton. And this is what the Kedushas Levi is Miramas. He says, Chayim b'Kodesh, b'Betrubo. Kodesh has to have Chayim Rius in order to do Ha'aroma. It's not the Pshat and the Lashon of Mishnah, but it's the concept which is in this Mishnah where we say you can't put a Kli into a Kli to do a taharo, unless the outside kli is either tame or trumo, and needs to be associated with inside kli. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.